Dominic Fortuna plays the role of Frank Abagnale Sr. He's been on Broadway and seen across America in Greece, has made various TV appearances, and done lots of regional theater.
It has so many dimensions. This show in particular, there's a lot of dancing, there's a lot of singing. It's got an orchestra. Mark Shaiman, who wrote Hairspray, did the music and is also writing the score for Smash, the TV show on HBO right now. So you're going to see a lot. And there's also anybody that's ever walked away from this show has expressed a lot of emotion about how it's really about a family. And how this family in the 1960s and the humanity of the way that it all came together in the end.
I got a story that's strange but true. So come fly with me for a bird's eye view. I've got the world in my
hands. Ben Laxton is Agent Dollar in the show and is the understudy for the starring role of Frank Abagnale Jr. The recent graduate of Belmont University has performed in regional productions, but Catch Me If You Can is his first national tour.
The show is presented as a 60s TV special. And so he's kind of manipulating the story, and he's taken the audience with him. And so my favorite part as an audience member, the one time I've gotten to sit out and watch the show, is because he's checking in with the audience and he's saying, this is what I'm doing, and you're going to come on this ride with me, is you kind of feel like you're in on the con. So you kind of feel with him the entire time. And that, I think that's a really cool way to keep the audience in on portraying these different roles. Every time there's a moment where before he's about to make that leap to be a pilot or make that leap to be a doctor, he checks in with the audience and he says, are we going to do this? Okay, let's do it. And then you kind of go with him on that ride.
I think the biggest challenge is that a lot of people are not familiar with the story. And that it's not like Grease or something that you might have seen on TV or have seen tour. This is the first tour of it, and on being on Broadway. So the story doesn't really tell itself. You have to help it. You have to help the audience. They don't know what's coming next. So you have to live. You have to be able to trust the script and be able to trust what you're delivering to the audience and be on at all times. You can never mail this in as an actor. You never should anyway, but you never can. You continuously have to be in the story and tell the story with as much energy that you possibly can.
And the game ain't worth winning. No, the game ain't worth winning. Oh, what the game ain't worth winning. If you're breaking all the rules.
What about the music? You talk about the fact that many people may not already know this story. Many shows you all might be in would have tunes that are kind of part of popular culture, that have been in the popular psyche for decades or 50 years or so. This show has music that probably most of us have never heard.
Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman have an incredible ability, and my music director said this, I can't take credit for it, but he said they have an incredible ability to write your favorite song that you've never heard before. And because of the device of the 60s TV show, they're able to explore and pay tribute to all of the music of that era. So there's like a great nod to Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. And there is a great nod to all of the kind of like soul gospel R&B music that was kind of arriving at that time. And so they get to play with all these different styles that you've heard before and you've loved. And they do such an incredible job of incorporating that into the show. And you swear you've heard this music before because it's all kind of familiar and it's just incredible. The score is amazing.
You know, when you work in a lot of houses, I've done a lot of tours. And one of my main things, I like to get to know the backstage prop people and the head carpenters. I have a tendency to talk about sports and be backstage with them. And by the second or third show, when you sit down in a house, they are dancing, snapping their fingers, singing along, and just like coming up to you and go, wow, this is great, catchy music. It's just the way the score goes along is, and they hear a lot of music, so you can tell that they're like, and this is the first time they've heard it, some of them, if they haven't listened to the soundtrack. So you know that it is. It's the kind of music that'll catch you.
So buckle up, next stop is love.
From Zimbabwe to Tokyo. Catch Me If You Can is on stage this weekend as part of the Broadway Live at the Opera House series. Information about this show and the others remaining in this year's schedule is available at LexingtonOperaHouse.com.